It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Samsung will not launch a new smartphone tomorrow as previously planned. With the world still paying tribute to Steve Jobs, Samsung says it felt like the wrong time. It's a more conciliatory tone than Samsung has been taking lately. Last week, Samsung moved to block sales of the iPhone 4S in France and Italy over patent violations. This after Apple blocked sales of Samsung's Galaxy Tab in Germany, saying it was too much like an iPad. The two companies have sued each other over 20 different cases since April, and they're not alone. Several tech companies are litigating over phones and tablets and patents. Doug Lichtman, a professor at UCLA School of Law, says companies have always argued, but now they're blocking sales of products.
And that's new. Usually when we see a big fight, it's a lot of lawyers yelling. But everybody knows ultimately we're going to make a financial deal and be done. Apple has kind of crossed the line by changing behavior on the ground. That's got Google scared. That's got Google's partners like HTC scared. Then all of a sudden everyone says, well, if you do that to me, I'll do that to you. And away we go into litigation.
Lichtman thinks this will settle down once Apple gets what it wants.
I think they want some money, just like Microsoft gets money every time an Android phone is made. Think about that. Every time a Google Android operating system rolls out, Microsoft gets paid.
Because they have a patent that's part of the Android operating system.
Absolutely. But I think more importantly, Apple pushed this because they want Samsung, HTC, Motorola to differentiate themselves a little bit. All those companies are putting out Me Too products. If you look at the Samsung Galaxy Tab, it looks a lot like my iPad. But the HTC Droid Incredible looks so much like the iPhone. I think Apple wants to say, look, guys, we will go to war. Unless you, one, pay us something, and two, make your products look different.
Easier said than done. A new smartphone can have over 250,000 patents in it. Any one of them can lead to litigation. So making something new is tricky. Colleen Chen is with Santa Clara University Law School.
Patents can be issued over ideas that seem to be pretty basic. And, is a patent office doing a good job at filtering out the inventions that come before it that are really the good ones that deserve patents and not issuing patents on the others? I think the sentiment the patent community has felt and members of the public as well is that you have way too many patents over ideas that are really pretty basic or already existed.
For now, expect more threats, more lawsuits, and you and I may notice that in our bills.
It's costly to fight. You've got to pay for the lawyers and the lawsuits, and not only that, but coming up with the patents itself and paying for patenting and acquiring other companies that might have patents that you find useful. I mean, those are real dollars that we're talking about.
Colleen Chen of Santa Clara University Law School. Sometimes technology solves problems you didn't know you had, like how to amuse your cat while you're at work. Scott Harris is the inventor of iPet Companion. It's a device you put in your house. It has a camera and robot parts to which you affix cat toys. Then play with Kitty from work and watch Kitty be delighted. But Scott, shouldn't you be, working while you're at work?
Similar to a smoke break that people go out and take 15 minutes of respite, it's the same type of thing. And, animals are just like people, right? They need love, attention, breaking up the monotony of their day. And when you can interact with a loved one, it's definitely a benefit.
You can learn more and your cat can learn more, although frankly, your cat might have trouble following the technical specifications at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.